Well, good morning, guys. It's a time that we miss you. And this little message for you today might be a little bit long. I don't know. But I wanted to share with you that today, Easter Sunday, is a very, very special day. And I want to tell you why it's so special. But first, do you remember the story of Jesus when we've been talking about it over these past couple years whenever you would come to church? One of the things that we talked about was Good Friday. And we wonder, why is Friday so good? After all, that's the day that they crucified Jesus. But he was dead, and there was nothing that they could do but feel sorry. But some of the women who loved Jesus, like his mother and some other very close friends, wanted to do the kind thing. They knew where they put Jesus. They put him in a tomb, a borrowed tomb, and they felt that something should be done for the dead person. So they made plans to go to the tomb on a Sunday morning. They got up very early and before sunrise, and they began to walk to the tomb. On the way, they talked about the problems that they would have trying to roll away that big stone in front of the tomb. Now, they know that they weren't able to move it, and unless they had some kind of help, their trip would really be worthless. Still, they wanted to go. If nothing else, just sit outside the tomb and pray where they could feel close to Jesus. It seemed like that's the least they could do for the Lord that they served for 3 years. And while they were walking towards the place of the tomb, there was a terrible shaking of the earth. The trees shook. The rocks rolled. Large cracks appeared in the ground. And at the tomb, there were some other things happening. While the earthquake was going on, an angel of the Lord came from heaven and pushed the stone away from the entrance of the tomb, and then just sat on top of it. He was dressed in white, and his face was as bright as sunshine. The soldiers were shocked. No man can move that stone, they thought. And what about this, the persons that are here? No one looked like that. The soldiers were amazed, and they fainted. These were the same soldiers who beat Jesus up and spit on him and put a crown of thorns on his head. But before they could look for themselves, the angel spoke to them and said, "Do not be afraid. I know you're here looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here. For he has came back to life again, just as he said that he would. Come in and see where his body was lying." They went in. Yep, Jesus was gone. No body, nothing but the cloth that was folded up in the shape of a triangle, big enough to cover his face. That's all that was there. Well, the women were frightened. The angel was smiling, and the soldiers were still lying on the ground, passed out from fear. The angel told the woman to go and tell the disciples of Jesus and what they had seen. The women ran away as fast as they could, and they were frightened, but happy, so very happy, that they knew that the Lord did exactly what he said he was going to do. He was raised from the dead. Now, on the website, and if you look at the slides on the website that we do before the service, you'll see a picture there, a picture of the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. And there was a sign hanging on that tomb. "He is not here. He is risen." Now, that's a modern day picture of that tomb. It's in Jerusalem, and people go and they watch and they go in and they can see for themselves that Jesus is not in that tomb. And they gather in that particular part and they have Holy Communion and they sing. But I wanted you to remember something. On this Easter day, Easter Sunday, it's that picture of the empty tomb. And I want you to take it and keep it. Keep it in your mind's eye, that day that Jesus came back to life from the dead. Because it's important to remember, because Jesus promises us that we will share in that same promise of new life with him someday. That's why we don't ever have to fear death, because those who believe in Jesus have the promise of eternal life. Well, looking forward to we can see you someday soon. We certainly miss you. Miss Tina misses you. Tina too, Travis, and Miss Carol. And hope and pray that you're all doing good. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you.